Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back in the show. Last half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, July 14, 2026 edition. During the break, I just did an AI Gemini search for civilization jihad. And this is what Gemini came back with. The phrase, quote, civilization jihad, unquote, or civilizational jihad refers to a long-term non-violent strategy of gradual societal infiltration, cultural influence, and institutional entrenchment. Institutional, schools, government, both at the local Dearborn, Hamtramck, state, U.S. Senate seat, Washington, D.C. We already have Rashida Tlaib there. Modami is the mayor of New York City. Now Abdul El-Sayed wants to be our U.S. senator in Washington. The next phrase coming back from Gemini, the concept originates from a 1991 internal Muslim Brotherhood document titled, quote, an explanatory memorandum on the general strategic goal for the group in North America, end quote. Internal Muslim Brotherhood, Pat explained that whole story. During the raid, it was uncovered during a 2004 federal investigation. Critics used the term to describe a stealth subversion of Western democratic systems from within, while the defenders often dispute its characterization as a mainstream conspiracy theory or misconstrued text. Okay. Also, Gemini, this is interesting. I've never seen this before. The screenshot on my cell phone is a picture of me wearing the radio station uniform, my black Gadsden flag, Your Defending Fathers on the Snake, the radio station's t-shirt. Gemini said regarding the screenshot provided, the image is a custom phone wallpaper depicting a man wearing a Gadsden flag, quote, don't tread on me baseball cap, and a shirt promoting WCHY 97.7 FM parentheses talk and super hits, which is a conservative leaning news talk and classic hits radio station based in Sheboygan, Michigan. There is no mobile application named Civilization Jihad displayed on this screenshot. I have never seen this on my phone in doing or asking Gemini to research AI to answer a question or a particular phrase before ever. And I've been using Gemini now for, about 2 years when I got this new phone. Never seen that. So now, does my hat, radio station t-shirt, now become part of AI, artificial intelligence, when asking about civilized jihad, civilizational jihad. This is interesting. So, very interesting, interesting development. So we're going to go forward with this. We're going to continue to watch this. Just funny now that maybe perhaps my picture and the radio station's t-shirt is going to become part of AI. If so, so be it. They have got this information anyway. So let's see if what they do with it. And if you guys ever do a Gemini AI and this information about me, my picture and this t-shirt comes up, text me 231-360-5140 and let me know. Very interesting. Well, one story I did want to get to from Lansing and talking about AI, it's kind of interesting, good timing of this story. There was a poll done. 65% of Michiganders don't want artificial intelligence used to deny insurance claims. A Progress Michigan survey found 65% of Michiganders strongly support putting a ban on health insurance companies using artificial intelligence to deny insurance claims. 65% who support the ban included 69% of Democrats, 58% Republicans, 67% Independents in the survey that was taken June 26th and 27th by Progress Michigan, a progressive nonprofit. Progressive? That's an understatement. Far left is what it should say. The organization commissioned Public Policy Polling, PPP. They surveyed 641 registered Michigan voters by phone and text message. The survey has a 3.9% margin of error. Progress Michigan's executive director, Justin Mendoza, said health insurance claim reviews should never be decided by an algorithm. Michiganders want and deserve a transparent review process where a human being has the final say to approve or deny any insurance claims. The last thing we want is to see AI death panels that decides who gets care and who doesn't. Well, at the beginning of this year, researchers at Stanford University described several concerns regarding AI and how insurance companies utilize it. They noted that the opacity of AI algorithms make it difficult to understand why a particular determination was made, also making it hard to challenge the final determination. They warned that these opaque algorithms are trained on past coverage decisions and can lock in flawed results. They were skeptical about whether human reviewers would have the time, expertise, or even the incentive to look back at these recommendations that were made by artificial intelligence. Well, back in August of 2024, the Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services issued a bulletin instructing how health insurance companies should incorporate AI into their policies. It called on health insurers to adopt, quote, governance frameworks and risk management tools, end quote, that would prevent AI systems from leading to unfair trade practices or unfair claim settlement practices. Brian Mills, Deputy Director of Commercial Markets and Communications or the Michigan Association of Health Plans, said the state-level regulations are subject to investigations by the Department of Insurance and Financial Services. He said the governance framework, risk management techniques, and internal controls require in the bulletin that they, quote, prioritize transparency, fairness, and accountability in the design and implementation of AI. Scrutiny toward different players to the healthcare industry has been played out as part of this 2026 election cycle. For example, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, the perceived frontrunner in the Democratic Party's primary for governor, has said that the state needs to stand up against these unfair insurance denials. Benson told a story during a United Auto Workers Forum in Dearborn, Michigan, that while she was on a run in Detroit, a woman came up to her to talk about her father, who died following a heart attack. Quote, because he couldn't get access to the necessary care he needed, an insurance company denied his claim. Benson went on to say, under my leadership, the state of Michigan will take on these unfair insurance denials and ensure that everyone has access to health care coverage that they are entitled to. Because, for example, in this case, it was a matter of life or death. Meanwhile, U.S. Congressman John James, in the Republican field for governor, has pushed Congress to mandate hospitals to clearly label their pricing. He called for giving citizens the power to shop around for healthcare services in the same way they can look for cheaper gas or review different websites before buying goods online. During the July 8th Fox 2 debate just 6 days ago, Congressman James expressed wanting to cut taxes, regulations, and cut, frankly, the insurance cartels that we have in the state of Michigan, quote, end quote, said James. During a rally calling for a one-year block on data centers construction, Representative Dylan Wagle, Democrat from Garden City, a self-proclaimed Democratic socialist supporter that further tightening regulations around AI could be the next step that conservatives and progressives could work together on. We'll finish this story up in the final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain, USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, just to wrap this story up regarding this survey regarding artificial intelligence being used by insurance companies to deny insurance claims. The state representative, Democrat Dylan Wegla, Garden City, a self-proclaimed Democratic socialist, attended the event. Well, the rally was actually hosted by Senator Jim Runstead, who serves and chairs the Michigan Republican Party outside the state legislature on the Capitol steps, June 23rd, 2026. The rally was about artificial intelligence and data centers. Well, Wegla, while allowed to speak, said, "I mean this technology that has the ability to concentrate wealth and power like we've never seen before. For example, in China, AI started mining for cryptocurrency without being told to do so. In the United States, we've had AI companies blackmail people during tests. They can now detect that they're being tested." He said, if this technology with the ability to replace workers is pushed, regulations should be pushed by legislators. Mills, spokesperson for Michigan Alliance Health Agency, represents insurers providing coverage outside of Michigan. A couple of policymakers have brought the association into their offices to discuss what other states are doing when it comes to AI, and where Michigan ranks in its level of control and regulation. Mills believes that the Department of Insurance Financial Services was part of setting the stage for AI and the health insurance regulations. Mills said AI is being used by members of his association to make products and services affordable, just like any business. These practices are used differently by different businesses and different insurance companies. So sometimes it's competitive in nature, no different than what other service companies might be offering. So very, very interesting. And again, if you'd like the screenshot of the Gemini search I did on my phone during the break, just text me Text me AI. I'll put it in my folder under AI. And basically, it's the screenshots of the phrase I asked it, civilization jihad, or civilizational AL jihad. And what its answer was, and what it gave back to me. Because one of the things that you have to understand, this is, without a doubt, interesting. And what is even more interesting was my screenshot of my wallpaper. My picture in the radio station's uniform. Many of you have seen me in public. I wear it everywhere I go. The black Gadsden snake with Your Defending Fathers on it. The radio station's t-shirt. This AI even picked up my wallpaper. Regarding the screenshot provided, the image is a custom phone wallpaper depicting a man wearing a Gadsden flag, parentheses, quote, don't tread on me, end quote, baseball cap. And a shirt promoting WCHY 97.7 FM talk show, talk and super hits. A conservative leaning news talk and classic hit radio's hits radio station based in Sheboygan, Michigan. I've never seen that ever. All the times that I've used Gemini on my phone. Unbelievable. So we'll see if that screenshot ends up in artificial intelligence searches. Absolutely amazing. Got the website there too, WCHY.us. Just amazing. So, use it wisely. Know that they can even take a picture of your wallpaper that you have on your cell phone if you decide to use it. Well, I'm waiting for a flyer. John Studer, if you're listening, I'm waiting for that flyer. I could plug your event coming up on August 8th, the rededication of those lakes in Sheboygan, but I haven't received it yet. So if you guys know John Studer, reach out to him, say, hey, Trucker just mentioned you on the radio. Send him the flyer. I'm waiting for it. Well, I want to remind you, it's not this Saturday. Next Saturday, July 25th, Ted Nugent is coming to Liberty Mountain, USA, down in Farwell, Michigan, right off of M-115, about 4 miles south of US 10, hour 20 minutes south of Traverse City. Go to the website, libertymountainusa.com, click on events, click on Ted Nugent, Rock Michigan Red. Get your tickets. There's also campsites available. If you guys want to join us camping there Friday night, even Saturday night after the concert, get your tickets today. But that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put 4,700 and